Okay, today, continuing in Mitzvah Yeshiva Sikha, Packet Yud, the second packet of Sheina Besukha. And and this, we still have more, but this particular packet will be about the Shita of Chabad that doesn't sleep in Sukkah, which became a very big controversy in the whole general Chabad controversy of different things that, like Rav Shechter said from Rav Belsky, that one of the main reasons that Rav Shach was upset with Chabad, one of the things was their Shita Lugabe sleeping in the Sukkah. Now, many of us don't sleep in the sukkah, so not sleeping in the sukkah, it's brought down people. It's tired. It's cold. There's a lot of things about sleeping in the sukkah, but this approach is a unique approach, which could be somewhat controversial. And so we know what the Ramah says. But the Ramah says on page 1, Masha Nogim, Laka Lakshah Bishena, Shane Shane Bisukha, Baka Medaktikim Mitzvah, Yeshom Mishum Tsina, Keshar Lishon Bimkoma Sakarim. That's number 1. Velinere Mishum the Mitzvah Sukha Ish Ubeso, Ish V Ishto, Kudev Shu Dar Kol Hashana. So those are the, and I think anyone who would say these reasons for not sleeping in the sukkah, that would be something that would be acceptable. So these are brought down in the poskim. This is these mahalkim. So, there's a sefer called Sharei Halacha Uminhag, page 2, there's the Shar Blot. And basically, it's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. And basically, it was done on Seder Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it's a sefer that was a malakeh, different things that the Rebbe, the most recent Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote, and it was organized on the Seder HaShulchan Aruch. So I remember this piece was a separate sicha that came out, those sichas that we sometimes you see here that were left over from Thursday night here. So they have these paperback sichas. So this was a paperback sicha. I didn't put in the effort to try to find, but it's the same. I think it's verbatim from the Sikha. So I just took it from the Sefer Shari Halacha Minhag, which was malakate these various different things. So he says like this: Panagas Kvod Kedushas Mori V'Chami. Mori V'Chami is his father-in-law. That's the Rayatz. Admor Beragei Lishiva Besuka Re'inu Dover Behipucho. He says we see a very interesting contrast. Lagabe Achil Lishtiya Besuka, when it comes to Achil Lishtiya Besuka, Hayanizar Akseh Ha'achron Ve'yamachmir Shafil Lishtiya Smayim, whereas when it came to eating the Sukkah, even water Ve'yamachmir to have in the Sukkah. Vaziris Hazos Ha'isafil B'shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres, some people, even who sit in the sukkah, are not makpid to have things in the sukkah that you don't make a bracha leishem sukkah, because no one's making a bracha leishem sukkah Shmini Atzeres. But even that, Mashenki Menogei L'Sheinu Besukkah Adraba Ro She'enu Yoshen Besukkah El B'Bayis Dafka in the home L'Chayra. Adraba, Chiv Hashena, Mesukkah, Kol Mesukkah, Chumri Yisera, Al Chiv Achilu Shtia Mesukkah. So we find more Chumras, Lagabi sleeping. Achilas Arai, Muteres Chutz Lesukkah. Achilas Arai is Mutter, Al Chas Kamakam Shtias Mayim. As much as Shena Sarai, Asura Chutz Lesukkah. And Shena Sarai, right, to have a little nap, is Asur Chutz Lesukkah. So you see that the Shena, Chivas Arai, is Mutter Chutz Lesukkah, but not Shena Sarai. So, more Machmir. Then he says, Vavo Pi, Shemachma Satirchim, Koshem Kuruchim, Shena, Besukkah, Mitzat, Tanayam Mokam Vazman, Reshiptur, Mishena, Besukkah, Pi Alocha. Right, we know that al pi halacha their pturim that we just said, kfi shadinhu shemekomus hakorim, cold weather sheish tsar lishon besukah machmas hakor, ein tsarich lishon besukah, shechol avtzdar yeshiva sukah, pata yeshiva. So we call mokah ein mekach mekhlei lahasbir zos, kaim sheitzul kvod kedushas mor bechami, tircha gashmish kazu loisa tofeses mokam. He says a little bit. A little cold wouldn't have stopped his father-in-law from going into the sukkah for eating, so certainly not for sleeping. Nothing can stop him. Even during the rain. Shall pidin mutter as lechol babayis kamaz nibna mi lechol michutz lesukkah. Even during the rain, where al pidin it's mutter, he would still eat in the sukkah. So you can't say if the reason that he didn't eat in the sukkah, the rayatz, he's saying, is because of mitzdayer, because. Unless you say, what would be the simple answer to be doicha that? Well, we saw a sheet in the Rishonim that says what? That the tzar is only potter from what? From Shena. But not from Achila. Because Achila, you eat 1, 2, 3, you're out. But Shena is a long process. Who said that? Which Rishon do we say? The Bein Peretz? Right. In the bottom of the smock. Okay. Shoykhet. Right? Rabbi the Peretz said that. So we saw such a shita like that, right? That maybe, we don't paskin like that shita, but there is a shita of Rabbi the Peretz. The star is chayiv in sukkah, is just part of from it's chayiv in chachil sukkah, is just part of from shein in sukkah. So what is the issue? Yes, you want to say something? Right, but well, I told you how the kosher lover said that it says part of a nikra hedyot. Maybe that's only things that are not achila, but things that are achila, since on the first night you have to eat even shas yiridus kshamim, right? So then. This is a kiyum maybe on the first night. The first night is a kiyum, but this could be a kiyum. Right, we saw that true in the kosher lover. But he says like this. Yeah. So Yadu Pisgamos shall quote Fugus Admor Hamtsoi. Admor Hamtsoi is the Mittler Rebbe. So he was the son of the Alter Rebbe, right? The first Rebbe was the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Harav. Then it was the Milter Rebbe, then it was the Tzemach Tzedek, the Marash, Rashab, Bayatz, and the most current. The Emtsai is the middle Rebbe, the second Rebbe. He's the middle because he was between the first and the third. I don't know how that works, but the more, but still he got the title Mittler. I guess he got it, you know, once they... what they call it, I don't know. So the Mittler said, "Ketzer Efshar Lishon b'Makifin Debina." He says, how is it possible to sleep when there's makifin debina? Hakavana b'sukkah meir or eloki gadol ma'od. In the sukkah there is a very big or. Shu nalem b'kdei sheyuchal aredis v'loslabish ba'odam v'la'or misovi v'sa'odam v'chinis makif. There's some hashras hashchina of sorts that makif, some metaphysical sukkah hamakif v'sa'odam. Lo rak adam lakopan rosh ruva elgam eshulchanu bofen shakol inyan of tzrichim liasos b'toch makif shal sukkah. Kevin Shasham Meir Ur Eloki Malak Shekazet Eich Efshar B'chlal Yishon Sham. He said, how is it that a person could sleep in the middle of Hashros Hashchina? So, to me, it could be he said it as a zog, you know, like, did he mean to really say, says, wow, you know, but did he mean it as a Psak Halacha? Did he mean it as, a person could have just said, oh, here's the man. He's going to help us out now. Okay, here's the packet. You got to help us. We need your help. So we're here. We're here with the Rayas here. Okay. So he says that how is it possible, the Mitla Rebbe said, how is it possible on page 4, Ketan Efter Lisham B'Mekif and Dabina. Right? How is it possible? So he says, Upshita, page 5, Shazal pi halacha upashtus, because b'shofel lisha b'sukkah v'eini yochel liradam b'shem ofen, imkei al pi shulchanoch b'pashtus, hu olech lisha b'beiso, v'adam ratuach etzlo b'vado, shal yochel liradam b'sukkah, in izokim m'chalchi l'naso zos. In other words, if you know you can't fall asleep in the sukkah, so you don't have to go and try, whatever your condition is. It says, "Zel gam bepashtus atam madua kvod kedushas mori b'chami." The Rebbe Menachem Mendel is saying in his father-in-law's name, "Lo yosha b'sukkah." They should smell sukkah here and slow begiloy or hamakiv shol sukkah. Zel lo efshal lo lihiradim b'sukkah. So he says, when he would sleep, be in the sukkah, the oris would light up, and he wouldn't be able to sleep, and that would, so therefore he considers himself a mitzvah. But he couldn't. And then he says, well, what about everyone else? But not everyone else has this on this madrega that it lights up the thing. So he says, here, page 13, take a look. Omnam hasvar zu miyashevet rak es piskan kvod kudush admor hamtsoi. In other words, it only explains the admor hamtsoi and it explains the friyadikar. It's an hagas mori b'chami. Yichidei skula. Whereas yichidei skula can be magish but the hamonam is not on that madrega. Roim amol harei bin hagos kama b'chama shagam ke'eva she'ena madayim b'dargir shol. So therefore what? He says, so they feel bad that they can't, they're not doing what the Rebbe is doing. Where does he say that? He says, that is the tsar, sham tsar part of the sukkah, that they feel that the Rebbe is not doing, they're not doing what their Rebbe is doing. Because the Rebbe, he's saying it's a real it's a real tsar, because they so to speak are lighting up this Or HaMakif. They don't manage the Or HaMakif, so they're not lighting up the Or HaMakif. So then so they have a different tsar. They have a tsar that they're not able to do what their Rebbe's doing.
The Rebbe's
also inside. The Rebbe's inside because he's... So this is this was the sicha that I saw many years ago. But this is a copy of that sicha. And there was a famous maisa on the dollar bill line. You can probably get the clipping of it. There was a person from Eretz Yisrael, you know, the dollar bill line Sunday morning. I once was on it, but the Rebbe, if you were somebody chashuv, then they stopped the line and you could talk to the Rebbe for 2-3 minutes. If you weren't so, and he was supposed to, you just took the dollar bill and they kept going. They had the people keeping the line moving. But if you were somebody chashuv, I think once the Debrecina Rav was on the line. And I think the Rebbe told him he should paskin that Mashiach has to come, so he should give a psak, you know, so psak shol bezul zolmata should have mashpia. And this Rav Kahana from Eretz Yisrael, who's related to one of my talmidim, Moshe Grushko, so he started talking to the Rebbe about, you know, how the Torah Belt is upset with Chabad because they're doing this, and the Rebbe got very upset. I'm sure you can get the YouTube, whatever you can get it. So this is this was his defense of the Shita.
That would imply that for any reason that you would have tsar, you could sleep inside the house. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the regular tsars are cold or heat. You know, for us it's usually cold. If you live maybe in Florida or someplace like that, there can be a tsar of heat. Bugs, things like that. There are, but this is a whole different ballgame. This is a metaphysical...
So, he's saying if you have physical tsar, that's not an excuse to not sleep in a sukkah, but some other element is.
So the question is, to what degree are we, this halacha, and this is going to be, I made a whole separate packet for the next packet, this is the question of the interface between Nigla and Nisra. Right? In other words, because one could say, and we'll see who says this, Chazal say tsar, so maybe the tsar that they're talking about is only a physical Gashmi tsar, you know, that we're talking about. In other words, are we allowed to, like, take Kabbalistic topic ideas and then put it into what the Tsar of Chazal, which Chazal Pashas were talking about, Tsar Gashmi. So then we're going to see. What role does Kabbalah Nistar play in Halacha? You know, the one thing that, you know, immediately captures me is the Beis Yosef says that Tefillin and Chol HaMoed, that originally he used to put on Tefillin and Chol HaMoed, and then they saw the Zohar that says if you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you chayav misa. So then we stopped. That's what he writes in the Beis Yosef. Why? Because tefillin, Chol HaMoed, Yontif, Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us his own tefillin. The Kedusha of Shabbos, Kedusha Yontif, Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. So if you put on tefillin, you're like insulting the king. Like someone wants to give you a gift and you say, I don't want your gift. That's an insult. So if you put on your own tefillin, the Zohar says, you're saying, I don't want your gift of your tefillin, of the Kedushas Hayom of your tefillin. I have my own. So the Zohar says, Chayav Misa. So the Beis Yosef says, based on that after we saw that Zohar, that's when we stopped putting on tefillin. That's when we stopped putting on tefillin. So the question is, what is that interface between Nigla and Nista? So we're going to see in this packet, and then there's a whole other packet that I'm going to show you about. And that's a fascinating topic of the interface between Nigla and Nista.
If you talk about this, there's an aspect of your messing Nigla and Nista, but well, the type of season, that's not really a Nigla and Nista question, that's more of a mental, physical question. Like, because of the mental, they have like mental scars that they can't be with the rest and do whatever they
right.
want. So, even if your sister is included, but if your mental star is included,
right, so...
Right, exactly.
So we're, in other words, we have a Gemara. One second, what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says like this, listen carefully. The Gemara says that a person is an Ovel, after Kavura he's Chayiv and Mitzvahs, only an Odin is part of it. But what about the Tsar? So the Gemara says, you mechuiv lisuvidaite. In other words, you have to compose yourself. In other words, certain times when we feel that you can't compose yourself, so you'd be put. But in other words, you don't say, well, he's a tzar of the whole Avelis. But yet the halacha is what? Mechuyev la. In other words, we don't say you're part of you. Once, after the Kavur, you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs, except for Tefillah and Yom Rishon. But everything else is chayiv, even though there's tzar and this, you know, Thomas Nosso Biyam, he's also mitzvah, but. You know, but the Torah says you have to compose yourself. So the question is, would this be the same thing? Right, but maybe only physical tzars are included. If you have heat, you have cold, you have bugs.
Well, if someone is unable to sleep, well, that's physical
tzar. That's physical tzar. Yeah. Insomnia. Because if you have
psychologically you're afraid of being an active sukkah or whatever, that's psychological.
But there's psychological tsar within the realm of normalcy, and there's psychological tsar that is...
Someone is depressed, that's psychological tsar, right? So
he's a choyla, he's a choyla. What is wrong?
But
sukkah, you don't have to have your own sukkah. Okay. So there is a sefer called. To find this wasn't so simple. I mean, obviously, I got it printed from the Otzer HaChochma. That means that the YU library did not have. I never used the Otzer HaChochma unless. I never used it before, but in the library they helped me. And if we can't get the book, so they'll check in the Otzer HaChochma. So apparently, there's a kuntres called Kuntres Eved La'avdei Hashem. And there's a hakdama to the kuntres by Rav Meir Mazuz called Al Titosh Torah Simecha. And basically, I think the point was there was Sfardim who were becoming Chabad. And he was going through some issues that he has with Chabad. That's what he was doing. And then there's another book. You see here on page page 19, there's another sefer called Torah Yavakshu Mipihu from Rav Sholem Duber Halevi Wolpa. He wrote a whole sefer, a response to Rav Meir Mazuz's 10 problems with Chabad. And he wrote a sefer going through each of the 10 problems that he had with Chabad and his response. But we're not going to do with all the 10 problems today. We'll just focus on the... Okay. So he says like this. You see, and another problem I think he's going to raise this is that why didn't the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, when he's discussing why he parted from Shena, says because of the core, or it might be a tircha to bring the quilts, as we saw last week, outside. But he doesn't mention any of this, so Rav Meir Mazuz is going to be sensitive to this question. He raises this question. Right? If this was the Shita, and the Shita that they claim goes back to the Alter Rebbe, but the Alter Rebbe says nothing of the kind. He says the reason why people don't sleep in the sukkah is because it's cold, or because, and even if you can bring quilts, but maybe it's a tircha to bring, okay, but nothing esoteric.
The Alter Rebbe wrote the Shulchan Aruch Harav from the Tzfat.
Yeah. No, it still would be a question, right? But if the Alter Rebbe would have said it in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it would have been, I mean, you know, that would have made the situation much less, you know, maybe you disagree with me, but... That's one of the ten things. That's one of the 10 things that Rav Mazuz has. Yeah, that's one of the 10 things. And I have my sheet about that also. When I spent Shabbos in 770, so what I did was, basically I davened in an early minyan. They don't do wash, they don't have Shalosh Shodos. What? Okay, maybe, but they don't have the... Yeah, or even less, maybe. Yeah. Hayom, 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 and the second law of life. The word doesn't say that. The word says hayom, 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 Cain. But so this is a so when I was in 770, I was for Shabbos. I spent Shabbos there when the Rebbe was alive and well. So what I did was like this. What happened was, I davened 8 o'clock in Minyan, say 7:30, 8 o'clock in Minyan, say, came home, washed and had a meal. And then the people I was staying with, I was eating by, so they came home 12 o'clock from the regular Minyan, and they just had mezonos. Then they went back to 770 to hear the Rebbe speak for 3 hours, and daven mincha, and then they had their lunch, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. This was already May, June time. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So for us, that was already Shalosh Shodos. And for them, I don't know what, you know, so that's the Shita, that they're not Hayom Loi. So that's one of the, I don't know how many there was, one of the 10 things that, the other one was about Shetels, that Chabad Dafka wear Shetels, and he thought maybe Davka not Shetels. Well, Rav Avadi Yosef was Eish Lahava against, but the Rebbe was very much pro. So that was one of the other things that. So that's all in this. I didn't direct all his 10 questions because we're supposed to be learning Hilchos Sukkah now. So now. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik also, yeah. Yeah. I also know. Yeah, I know people also who are from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's machaneh. So he says like this. So he says like this. So Rav Mazuz, he says, Nishar Adave al Shnei in Yadim, Charbe Toim Behem Vidlim Evil Godim, in the chain of a sukkah. Yesh Ladash. Tashena, Besukkah, Zedina, the Gemara, Luba, Bechola, Poskim. Bechomer, Afil, Meachila, Besukkah. Kachila, Zarai, Mut, Teres, Beshena, Zarai, Asura, Ramar, Shanogim, Lahakyal, Aksha, Beshena. Osif, Zal, Tam, Yishum, the Mitzvah, Sukkah, Ishu, Beso. Ish, Vishto, right, we discussed that. Skip to Ubar, Shatami, Kari, Mushum, Tzina. He says the ikar reason is the kol. The reason about your wife and this and that, we discussed, that's secondary. Shnei tov achronim tosef zlov ba'alma. The idu shenoshim p'tuus for a sukkah. We feed the vrem, they are royal chayim l'sukkah, she mukeh gam alem yu p'tor. For teich nesu, revokim ma'ikim ha'meimar. Right? In other words, this can't be the real reason of the marriage, because single people also sleep out of the sukkah. So the whole thing is the marriage and the wound applied. So the real reason, the ikar reason, is the cold. Everything else is extras. Also, it's a case that you showed him the sukkosu shom gamliel teisak adaita shikulam gerushim o amonim. You see, the people who was in the sukkah of Rabbi Gamliel, that what? That slept under the bed. So they didn't sleep in the sukkah. So they were all grushim, amonim, they didn't have wives. So if that's going to mechayiv you, elavada ikar the milsim shum tzina kalmer. Okay, barov edus mizrach tofsu ikar kidin agmar lishom besukkah from a shukotsu maran achida. So, v'ok shabo talmidei habesht, v'ro shabibidu seihim, kibad yefshal kai mitzah sukkah, tell me dyrdu gishomim, v'ono v'afil sivom. The chidush is gam kshir gisham heim chadav gos hadyotim lechol b'sukkah. Faz the sora Hashem alam lo yimtzru atzmum gam al shein b'sukkah. So he's saying, okay, this is very. He's saying, well, the talmidei habesht, it was very cold, so they felt, are they going to give up the whole mitzvah? So that's why they just slept. So, but they didn't do that for sheina. So he says, what's the reason why they didn't do it for sheina? So he's going to say, "If you chew of shufta, she mishano besukah berusia bekorshal 30 malos mitachas lefas. If you're going to sleep in a sukkah negative 30 degrees, zumamish sakana. Valulim likfo. You can freeze. You can turn into ice. Kimokerach mishvachas akarchi. It's a play of. You come welcome chipsu tam al pikabolo." So he thinks that this is all just the real reason was this, but they wanted to dress up the reason a little bit more, so they said Kabbalistic ideas, but that's not the real. So once they were putter anyway because of the tzel, because of the core, then they augmented other things. Mela heim begedim start putter with sukkah. Well, kol. Zerak l'shaber es ha'oizim. V'ikar atame yevneas hatzina. V'kamem sulamidi. Then he says yadua shekama me'admorei chabad hayu yishenim b'sukkah. So he claims like this. Hey, no, I'll go to Rav Yaakov Landau. Rav Yaakov Landau b'nei brak. Av bezden b'nei brak sher b'chaside chabad. So he claims it's only the Admor Emtsoi, the Admor Achman Milubavitch. Because the Admor Emtsoi is the one who made that statement. How can we sleep in Makifin Shalbino? And the Admor Achman Milubavitch. Omno Kocher is Einzei Ikaratam. So those people did, but he thinks everyone else. He says, they knew something about the hidden aspects of the sukkah that the Tanaim and the Amorim didn't know. Hey, Rambam shalafi devreim haya mekubal. Lo yada mizeh el poshut shazeh tosefes nochve al tamo haikari shel Rama. Ubal yashem madol lo yimtzur atzma. In other words, basically, they were probably potter. He's saying in all sukkah because it was so cold, but they were mostly nefesh because they didn't feel that you should go away from sukkahs and never be in the sukkah. Maybe Taka Meikra did. They were potter legamrei. So they were mostly nefesh to sleep in the, to eat in the sukkah. So why weren't they mostly nefesh for that? So the simple reason, he says, because you can't be mostly nefesh if you can. And you always have to think about the Rabbeinu Peretz. Even though he doesn't mention it, it's not a famous Rabbeinu Peretz, but I think that's the hidden thing. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that mitzvah potem rasukah is only shena, because shena takes you sleep for a long time. Eating, you could eat your Shabbos meal in 5 minutes if you want. If it wouldn't be for all the schmoozing and the this and that, the Shabbos meal can be over in 5-10 minutes. It won't be enjoyable, and it won't be kishmak, and it won't be good. But you take the food and just concentrate, making kiddush, washing, eating, 5-10 minutes, the whole thing can be over. So Mamela, that's why the Rabbeinu Peretz said mitzvah is chayav achila, because it's no big deal. Shena, you can't just sleep for 5 minutes. So I like that Rabbeinu Peretz. People don't know that Rabbeinu because it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but that we discussed that Rabbeinu Peretz. But he's saying anyway, he thinks they were all putt and everything. So they were mostly nefesh because they just couldn't feel that they should go the whole sukkah, so we didn't come into the sukkah. But then they had a problem. So why are we mosa nefesh for the what? For the shena. So the simple reason is because then you kill yourself. You'll freeze in the sukkah. So, but to dress it up a little bit, they added this. But the problem that he has is today they took the makif and the bina thing and they made that the whole thing, and that's his taina. One second. So he says that the Yeshua, he can't see Hashem Yisbarach. You can't say Tzela Makifin, but Hashem says to sit in the sukkah. Well, so what is it, Tzela Makifin, and you're then he says, "Shayisi Bartzos of Bris Bekislev Tovshin Nun Beis Sipuli Chasidei Chabad Shehem Shav Sheyuchu Shakor Maskel Etzel Mechodesh Tishrei Mezeg Avir Kar Mod." Also Shavua Shayisi, that week that I was in America, Shayisi Mezeg Avir Cham V'Noya. Family, they told me, "Hevesi Itcha Shemesh Be'Eretz Yisrael." Masdi Lehem America Osios Kor Ema. Okay, and then the next piece is about the shetels. But I didn't, that's the whole next period. Huh? Yeah, but that requires a whole series of packets about women covering the hair.
He doesn't.
One second. So that was Rav Mazuz's taina on Chabad. That was his taina. Now,
he doesn't bring any raya for it, though. He just says nobody did this until the Mitler Rebbe, and the Mitler Rebbe wanted to be most nefesh upon himself, but that nobody else needs to. Maybe he did hold that everybody should be most nefesh upon themselves as a klal. Right?
Right, he's trying to explain what he thinks is the real reason of Chabad.
Right,
and therefore he feels that if you forget about the real reason and then you use only the Makif and the Bina reason, then you are not, you're misrepresenting what really happened. That's his claim. Now, Rav Sholom Duber Halevi Wolpa, he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's a very interesting thing. You know, I only xerox certain pages. I didn't xerox other pages. Some pages were a little bit much to Xerox. Not because the Xerox machine didn't work. You know. Any page that was a little bit too much, I didn't. Yes. So those pages that were too. You know, I didn't put it in the packet. But you could get it. The safe is lying on my table on the fifth floor of the library. So he says, but then he, so he responds. He says, "Gam ze gufo shekosov rak admor emtsoi, hare ein ze nochem." He doesn't think it was only the admor emtsoi who did this. El kemosha taklu leil shadmor emtsoi nozav gam betalmida vagdoshim shiyu yishenim besukah. As the mitla would yell at his talmidim who was sleeping in the sukkah. And then he quotes here where the arrow is. Gabi Admor Azokin. Now what about the Alter Rebbe? So he says, "Kvokvosh Admor Shlita Omer Rav Agam Rav Tzvi Kahana." He's the one who on the dollar bill line. Rav Tzvi Kahana. He was related to one of my talmidim, Moshe Grushko. He was the one who was on the dollar bill line that brought up the issue with the Rebbe. He said, "On Yom Yud Sivan Tovshin Nun, the Eis Chalukas Hadolarim." He tells you exactly when it was. Tzitut me a video betagum Yiddish. We have a transcript from the Yiddish of the Rebbe. Ha'admor Emtsoi Hayalamdun Gadol. This is the Rebbe speaking. Back to this Rabbi Kahana. Admar Emtsoi Hayalamdun Gadol. Ubeno Shal Admar Hazakin. He was the son. The Mitl was the son of the Alter Rebbe. V'hisnag Kach Shal Yisham B'sukim V'neisha Kach Nog Admar Hazakin. V'kein Hamisha Admar Mitok Shiva Kva Yadu Alano Shal Yishanu B'sukim. So he's saying, well, obviously it's the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is guiding it from his father, and the rayat stint, and the feintigent, and okay. What about the tzemach tzedek and the marash? So he says, "Pashuri mayad mor marash yoshem mesukah loyad mor min rasham." Okay, these type of things. Well, the Rebbe claims that, in other words, but the thing is, what he writes, the reason why you don't sleep in the sukkah, we saw last week, is only Tzino, you know, the Nigla reasons. We don't have any recording from the Alter Rebbe about this idea of not sleeping because of... In other words, the Alter Rebbe brings the regular reasons. The reasons that the Ramah brings.
It's some bit of right that I didn't
what?
It's some bit of right I didn't
think. Yeah, right. That was Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson telling this fellow, this Talmud Chacham, Rav Tzvi Kahana, on Yud Sivan Tavshin Nun. And then he writes, "Ein zechidish gadol shorak shel Lubavitch." This is not only Lubavitch. Yadu Shekein who got minig bells that the Rebbe sent to Rav Kahana. Gan's bells feared Zechazoi. Kol Chaside bells nogim kach. And Ramokor Luzel Mamasha Omer Hadmor mi Balgora b'shem Aviv marid mi bells shloshe dvarim shina mi ha-shulchanach mehem ha-shaloyah yoshe b'suka. So this is his thing. And then there's another sefer the Moshe Shapiro found for me from the library, Vayan Shmuel. These are from the Avreche Kol Yeshivas Kisei Rachamim. There's Rav Mazuz, is the Rosh Yeshiva of Kisei Rachamim. And the Koilel is, they put out this thing by Yan Shmuel. So and you see they speak very nicely about the Rebbe. You know, they even write Shasha Admor Zatal Hayabo Nitzot Shal Mashiach, Kemosha Kozval Goral Lam Hador Lo Zochar Kach. He says, you know, sort of like maybe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said a similar idea. Maybe he was the potential. Maybe he had that potential, but the door wasn't. Yeah, that's as far as he's going to go with that. And then he says, and then he talks about shaitels and chalashuris. These are the big things. Sleeping in the sukkah, shaitels, and chalashuris. Yeah, and there's some more things, but those are the... And then he writes a piece here on page 23. So then he responds in the Vayan Shmuel, those are the Talmidim of Rav Mazuz. He says, Mashakasa Shafilo Chasidim She'ena Magishim Ke'elu Ha'oros Tzrichim Linhog Kirabosehim. I mean, in other words, okay, you want to say the Rebbe is Margish, so he's Mitzvah. But now the Talmidim also? Who Taimu Gedol Mo? Da'atu Im HaRebbe Menich Tfilin B'yad Yamin. Kamas Chasidim Tzrichim Linhog Kain? You have to do what the Rebbe is doing? No, you have to do what you're supposed to be doing. The Rebbe could be, a lefty, and you could be a righty. So, Rebbe lefi matzah b'yusu tzorich lechol b'yom kippur. Im no mar shagam hasidim, shichim limod kein. Who have other lesson? Kein who adin hocha. Avol bishar Rebbe umitzday lef torah hasidim mishum kach. And then he says, one second, listen to what he says. The Gvar Kosov HaChasim Sofer, and I want to show you the Shuvah HaChasim Sofer from Avad Yosef. Shemi Shema'arev Divrei Kabbalah Vapshat Harei Kuzareya Kilayim. Because if you put Kabbalah together with Nigla Nista together, that's like Kilayim. We'll see in a second. Page 23. The paragraph Valpi. The first word on the line is Kosov HaChasim Sofer. Shavir b'shut yabi omer. Shemish ma'arif divrei kabbalah v'apshat harayu kuzareya. If you ma'arif divrei kabbalah together with pshat, it's like zareya kilayim. Two different interface, right? So let me show you that. So there's a tshuva. There's a famous tshuva in the Chasim Sofer on page 24 about Birkas HaGomel Balayla. Are you allowed to say Birkas HaGomel Balayla? So we usually say Birkas HaGomel by Kriyas HaTorah, so we usually don't have Kriyas HaTorah Balayla. So do we say that Birkas HaGomel is like Makri V'Korban Todah? So you only Makri V'Korban by Yom, you're not Makri V'Korban Balayla. So that's the discussion here. Rav Abadi once told me that he remembers Rav Aaron Kotler once came back from Miami Beach at night, and he made a Birkas HaGomel at night in front of the Talmidim. Yeah, but that was in the daytime. I came back from L.A. or something like that. So he says... So he speaks about Elavarach Birkas HaGomel Balayla, maybe. He quotes from a certain Chacham, Yitzchak Goiten. So, Rama Shain Lavarach Versa Goma Balaila Kiniskan Bemokum Zerach Toda. The Toda Eina El Bayom. So, in the course of this discussion, he says, then he speaks about getting, he goes from thing to thing, and then the paragraph says, Yada Na, on page 25 in the bottom, Perum Kvoto Shalom, Yilag Odal Minhage Yisrael Shenelam Tamam. We shouldn't make chayzek, we shouldn't make fun of Minhag Yisrael. You know, there's a famous tshuva from the Chidor. What's his famous tshuva? People were making fun of Chag Gadya, of the Pizmon of Chag Gadya in the Seder. So the Chidor writes a very, you know, and we know, you know, there's a lot of people wrote Perushim, the Gror wrote a Perushim of Chag Gadya, Chachum Sofer, others, a lot of, but he has this tshuva about people making fun. You know, Chag Gadya is a Minhag Yisrael to say this piyut of Chag Gadya, so you shouldn't make fun of it. You know, and he says other minhagim in kor ma'im chayim heim novim v'ragel ani lo merkol am afakvik al nimusem u'minhago tzarech v'dika acharav. If you make fun of minhagim, we gotta check you out. You know, check out your yichus. Check out, you know, kimisha tarasu umnosu v'yos Hashem chosolto v'yaldei nochim lo yaspik lo yitin lachto az besaro. Yafa Kosov, Shaganov Shavi Kisve Ari, Kosov, Chenani Omer, Kol Ma'ariv. Then he writes something, Kol Ma'ariv Dibre Kabbalah, Im Halochas Apsukos Chai Mishum Zorea Kilayim. You know, obviously not literally, but Hetukda Shamalaya. Lumazah Ma'ariv Sifre Higoyon Im Dibre Torah. Sifre Higoyon. Are books of philosophy, logic, over al choris shor v'chamor yachtov. Right. So the Michas Elazar makes a comment on this Chasam Sofer on page 27. He says, "Vinei ra'isi od b'divrei agon Chasam Sofer." He doesn't think that the Chasam Sofer is to be taken the pshuto. Avram. The Magen Avram is always quoting from the Arizal and things like that. So blame the Rav Shulchan Aruch Chaim because of Arizal. Alloka Marbe Mekomos. Fein Maran Beis Yosef. I told you the Maran Beis Yosef quotes that thing about tefillin. He even came out with a thing Shulchan Aruch HaZohar. You ever see that? All the things in Shulchan Aruch that are quoting from the Zohar, called Shulchan Aruch HaZohar. They have it in the library. Yeah. What Rav Abadi once said to me, I was once asking Rav Abadi about the question about tefillin, lefty tefillin. So this is a big discussion. If you're a pure lefty, who's a pure lefty like myself? Who's a righty? Everybody else righties? So there's a big machlokus between the Ramah and the Gra. The Ramah Shita is the hand that you write al pidin. That's considered the, and then you put your tefillin on the other hand. And the Gra says no, the stronger hand, that's the strong hand, and then you put the tefillin on the other hand. So if you write with your one hand, but the other, but that's not the strong hand. Then you have a machlokas, the Ramah and the Gra, what to do. So it's a big question what to do. Many people say Yad Ramah. Bnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Ramah. We follow not those, we follow Ramah, and we put it, we follow Yad HaKosef. I remember who's here from West Hempstead? Anyone? So I remember in West Hempstead, you know, the Rav, Rabbi Kellerman, was hit by a car, and he was out of commission for a long time. And there was a boy who was getting bar mitzvah around that time, and my Talmud, Rabbi Galler, was asking me, you know, he had the shayla, and so I said, so who does he normally ask the shayla to? So Rabbi Kellerman. So he said, okay, so Bezer Hashem, when Rabbi Kellerman gets better, then you'll ask him what he thinks the Horah should be. And Taka, he got better, Rabbi Kellerman. I was with him at a wedding, and I asked him, how does he pass it? He likes the Aruch HaShulchan, which is against the Ramah, which is like the Gra, that you, the strong hand, and then you put your tefillin in the other hand. Not like the Ramah. What does your grandfather pass it? You know what he passes? What? So next time you see him, you'll ask him, what does he tell our mitzvah boy? His grandfather's Rabbi Hillel David in Brooklyn. So ask him, what does he tell? It's a big shayla. You know, this is one of the things Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, Rav Horowitz, I think, from Horowitz, the stipend said, there are two things I want you to be ma'ayinin and write a sefer on both things. One is Hilchos Yichud, and he wrote the sefer Dvar Halacha and Hilchos Yichud, and then the shayla about the lefty with the tefillin, which hands he put on, and he wrote, he is mayan those two sugis, and he wrote a sefer Dvar Halacha and Yichud, and Dvar Halacha on tefillin. The reason I'm telling you this, so Rav Abadi said, he wasn't necessarily giving me a psak, but he thinks, it wasn't that I had a real shayla in front of him, but he thinks that maybe, if there's a machlokis in the sphere of what to do, the Ramah and the Groa, so maybe we should follow the Kabbalah. And Kabbalah shita is that everyone puts it on the left, Neged Halev. So he thought maybe if there's a... You know, so this reminded me of what he's saying over here, that we do find Plukta Ben Aposkim, that maybe the Kabbalah could be a Machriya. But in terms of the Sukkah, I think the problem is what Ruby pointed out, that you see, to put for tefillin, that's just giving another makor. That's not touching up something in the Gemara. See, the thing with the Chaban is they're touching up. The Gemara says mitzvah. Now you want to take some Kabbalistic concept and plug that in into how to touch up mitzvah. So that's a question whether that should be done. In other words, you want to say, oh, there's a makor in Kabbalah that you don't put on tefillin kol hamoed. Okay, there's a makor in Kabbalah. Beit Yosef decided to change the whole practice because of this thing. But you're not touching up something. Here, if the nigla is giving you a thing to bring in extraneous factors to touch up, well, that's what I think Ruby's saying, that's what I think where the problem lies. In other words, yeah, the Magen Avraham is always quoting the Arizal. The Magen Avraham, you know, is always quoting, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, I heard in his name, said, there's more Kabbalah in the Magen Avraham than there is in the Shulchan Aruch Harach. So that's the question. That's the question. So we'll let Rav Avraham say something, then we'll daven Mincha. This week we go back to Sukkah. We did our Mechitza. And I made some good packets for the following week, Bez Hashem, about, I want you to get straight the halachas of, you know, Bez Hashem, you're not in Yerushalayim this year, but going to Yerushalayim for Purim. And back and forth, whether you have to keep two Purims, or whether you, what's those halachas, the very fascinating halachas. Yeah, what is it?
In psychology today, in social work, in that field, mind-body continuum is something which is being discovered Efshar is thinking perhaps the tsar that we're sort of trying to differentiate between psychological and mental, right? That kind of barrier is being broken down in today's science between
physical.
That has a physical manifestation. That if you feel psychological tsar, that's actually going to present itself in the body. That's just an idea I had just now. But the other thing I would say is that I really do think that the context of this, in order to really appreciate the sikha and this viewpoint, you have to really understand the concept of eschatos, or rather of the sabbath.
Right. So that right. So
that goes.
Right.
You know, and,
yes. Right. And one second, and the Gabriel Omer also has, he quotes this, this Chasam Sofer, you can take a look, about Kabbalah and Halacha, etc. Right. Yeah, so the question is are those ideas enough of a reason to, so that became, like Avelsky says, that was what Rav Shach's concern was, that once you start bringing things that are not in the Halachic system, then you can break down the whole fence of the whole, because you're bringing in sources to that was the concern. Okay, so that's for now. And we'll be back in 2 minutes for the show. Moshe?